I'm going to record what you said.
Thank you for telling me that.
Is that all right?
Yes, that's okay. ISKCON Leicester have an online morning program. And they start 4:30 with Mangala Aarti from Soho Street Temple. And then, you know, then there's 5 till 7 is Japa class.
That's in blue tack.
Five to seven is Japa class, and from 7:15 is Guru Punja. And then we have an hour's online class, usually on Srimad Bhagavatam, with guest speakers like Rupa Vilas and Tribhanganandha Prabhu and Bragov Sardash. And that's on every single day of the week.
And you're on the line all day, every day?
Every day. I did manage Mangala Aarti for a while, back in the autumn, but I haven't been able to participate in that for a while. So I go on, and it's been very helpful. It makes up for not having the time to read. And I'm getting the lectures from people who've been studying and who've been devotees for many, many years. And I get the benefit of their association.
You're not married?
Yes.
And your family, are they?
All my family are in the UK.
Share Krishna interest in Krishna consciousness?
Not as much as me, but yes. I think I was brought up in a sort of Vaishnava household, a Gujarati household.
Here in England or Africa?
No, here in England. I grew up in England.
Do you have any specific topics or question you want to talk about?
I haven't prepared anything. I didn't know if I'd be meeting you this morning.
Well, it's good that you're doing the whole morning program. That's
that's quite a big commitment, but I'm glad to do it. And chanting my rounds and various other daily duties. And we have, there's quite a few Indians and devotees and people who...
In Ipswich.
Bits of Krishna consciousness as a class. And
is there a Hindu mandir out there of some sort?
No,
nothing.
There's nothing in East Anglia. In the whole of East Anglia.
I imagine.
Yes. It's not a large Hindu, but there are quite a few Hindus all together in Norwich, Cambridge, Colchester, Chelmsford, and Ipswich. But there's no temple or mandir. But devotees need support, encouragement, and people to help them along.
Yeah, it's always been sort of area of UK that's off the beaten track. It just sort of falls east like that. Anyway, it was quite a bit of a trip. Anyone who asked me to go there, to go all the way out there. That's white tack.
It's the same thing, isn't it?
well, somehow it's very good that you're doing that morning program. It is a real commitment, and it's something that I'm sure gives a lot of strength to your day. And it's a good example of how technology can be utilized for becoming Krishna conscious and in Krishna service.
Yeah, I'm very grateful to them. We link up with
okay,
all.
Okay, last question is: are there any garlands? It's like pulling teeth here.
Oh gosh, there's a garland hanging on the patio door in this study. That's no good.
Just ask Mataji whether there's any garlands.
You know, without encouragement, people find it quite difficult to keep up their spiritual life.
Yeah, no doubt. Okay.
And many people begin to take an interest or start or even continue, and
yes, sadhu sangha without.
I think life in general is very discouraging, so people get a bit discouraged and hopeless.
Mm-hmm.
There's no garlands for all because they ordered the flowers but they didn't arrive.
Okay.
I don't suppose there are any substitutes.
Huh?
I don't suppose there are any substitutes or anything else which.
No. Yeah, without personal association, then it does become difficult to practice Krishna consciousness. But that videos, the morning program, live morning program, as well as reading of Prabhupada books, it does compensate for a lack of personal association, and it also gives association of most advanced devotees, Srila Prabhupada and Shukadeva Goswami, and there are examples of many devotees spread through different parts of UK or Europe or the world who have no association. And yet they remain very enthusiastic and determined because they get enough of Krishna consciousness. In other words, they make sure they get enough. They chant, they read, they worship, and they continue on with their lives like that. It's not impossible if someone is really sincere, then, and we find that the many, many devotees just sort of gradually come to Krishna consciousness like that. And Krishna says in the Gita, then, tesham sattva yuktanam bhajatam priti purvaka, that he'll give devotees the intelligence, and that purport Prabhupada says sometimes one doesn't have the opportunity to associate with Vaishnavas or be part of an institution. And still one can come to Krishna, and Krishna will actually give guidance to those individuals from within. It requires sincerity. If someone's really sincere, then life is difficult. People may get discouraged, but ultimately they realize, yes, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I'm His eternal servant. They should begin to serve Krishna in some serious way. Krishna helps them because Krishna is everywhere. And yoga kshema bahami ham. Even if there are no devotees, but still, Krishna will make arrangement for spiritual advancement.
How do you know what soul contracts you've made or what promises you've made before you incarnate? And then if you don't manage to do those obligations,
why is it important what contracts you've made?
Well, I don't know, but I just get the feeling that some of us came here to do certain stuff, I think like Prabhupada came here, and obviously it was his mission to establish and propagate Krishna consciousness
Everyone has karma. Everyone has karma. And karma means that they have connection with other people and obligations to other people. But ultimately our only real obligation is to Krishna. And when we surrender to Krishna, we become free from obligations to all other people.
Otherwise, no, I'm talking about obligations to Krishna.
Krishna conscious and give Krishna consciousness to others. That's everyone's obligation.
Give Krishna consciousness to others.
Yes. Because that's what Lord Chaitanya said. Amara Agyai Guru Hana Tana Yantish. My order is that you make everyone in your vicinity Krishna conscious. Such Lord, and particularly Bharata Bhumite Manusya Janva Jaha. Those who are from Bharat, those who are from India, that instruction is especially for them.
And if you don't manage to.
Then you're sinful.
Carry out your instructions, or you have difficulties or obstacles, or
then you're sinful, because that's a direct instruction from Krishna.
Even if you're trying hard not to be, if there's problems and difficulties, and
but it's a matter of priority. Are you saying by that is that actually Krishna's instruction is not a priority over what I think so many other things are important, like family and friends and so many things. But Krishna says, this is the main priority. You don't have to leave those things. But in whatever you're doing in life, you should ensure that in your home you invite people to chant Hare Krishna, you give them prasadam, you read Bhagavad Gita together. That helps other people become Krishna conscious. It isn't that you have to become a big guru, some great scholar, but it's everyone's it's everyone's duty, and that's everyone's soul contract. That's a good term. It's our soul contract, and it's the only thing that gives any real relief or reason for being in the world in Kali Yuga. And it's a general. Then Krishna may give specific individuals, like we mentioned, Srila Prabhupada, instruction. But the general instruction he gives to everyone in the world is those who have Krishna consciousness should give it to those who don't have it. And particularly the duty of that are those who are born in India, because they know about Krishna consciousness more than anyone else, or should.
No, I get ideas or notions, and therefore I think they're instructions, and they're just to do specific work, and it's very simple things to do, arrangements to make, and always it's very difficult to carry them out, and often I can't carry them out reasons, and that's very difficult, you know, because I then I'm aware I'm failing, and like you say, we're only here for a limited period of time, and if you don't mm-hmm. manage to do the things, or all the things that you've obligated to do in relation to Krishna consciousness, then as you say, it's sinful, and I suppose you then suffer the consequences of it?
Well, that's one reason why we should have connection from devotees, the institution, so that they can prioritize what things that we should do aside from ourselves being Krishna conscious, and then have duties that are sort of within our means. And nothing's easy in life. Everything has its complications, its difficulties. But then, you know, if you can't do many things, that's fine, but you do one thing. It's like you either just try and get other people to get books, or people who've received the, or people who know about Krishna consciousness, try and get them to buy a whole set of Prabhupada's books. Or you make some individual projects. You go to invite some people to your home and have prasadam and chant Hare Krishna, something like that. So all of them come with difficulties, because living in the world, everything is full of difficulty. But that way we're fulfilling our obligation to Krishna, because it's Krishna's order. So even if there's not many things, but one thing. So what is that thing that we should be doing?
Right. And yeah, I've had a lot of health problems. Nothing major, but at least 10 years, if not more. I've just had very low energy, and you know, minor physical things have stopped me being doing as much as I wanted to do, and
yeah, that's part of life.
Hmm?
That's part of life.
Yeah.
So whatever the limitations are, then within those limitations, we try to do our best. It's not a matter of competing with someone else, but we just try and do the best that we can.
That's
11 o'clock.